So, just to go back even further to the beginnings of settled agriculture, and when you start to get food surpluses and the evolution of writing, I mean, can you just explain that process, that just how that began? Because obviously what we're searching for here are the beginnings of technological societies, and these are the kind of things we're trying to tease out.
Yeah.
So could you sort of talk about that a little bit?
Well, it probably stands to reason that if a society is going to develop anything like a written culture, something that can be communicated by people who do not actually meet face to face and can communicate over time, there has to be some kind of a minimum density. Somebody living on his own, or even a very small group of people, like a tribe of 30 or 40 people, the way humans live for hundreds of thousands of years, didn't have to develop writing because there was no need for writing. Everything that was known could be communicated orally. Once you start getting larger settlements, and once you need some kind of formal structure on the political organization of society, such as laws and contracts, writing becomes important. Now, lots of societies develop writing in some form. The Europeans don't have any monopoly on that. The Chinese and the Indians in America develop writing. The Indian subcontinent develops writing. Lots of society develop different types of writing. Some uses this sort of Western system of about 20 or 25 letters, and then you get ideographic alphabets like in China and Japan, but people can write. The real issue is probably not just can they write, but what do they write? And who reads? And how do people have access to the kind of things that they read? And there I think Europe starts to move in a very different direction than the rest of the world at some point in the Middle Ages. And that explains, I think, as much about why the Europeans show up one day in America and in China and in Japan and do what they do and not the other way around.